the nuclear option, border battle, partisanship trumps everything, even the children. By Charles Hurd on June 10, 2019. South of the border, South Carolina. As the signs leading up to this vacationer's paradise along I-95 at the border between North and South Carolina say, Pedro likes. President Trump reached a deal with Mexico to stem the invasion of illegal aliens streaming into the United States. Caravans would be lawfully stopped at Mexico's southern border, instead of ours. Asylum seekers will remain in Mexico until, in the vast majority of cases, they are denied asylum and returned home. This comes in response to threats by Mr. Trump to slap 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico if the government doesn't step up and start enforcing its own borders and help us enforce ours. This is a monumental victory for the rule of law. Also, it is a win for bringing sanity to our southern border. And once the issue of record numbers of illegals streaming across the border is resolved, maybe politicians in Washington can finally address all the other immigration disasters of their own making, such as the 12-plus million illegals roaming the interior of our country. Perhaps no one, however, will benefit more from this Trump diplomatic victory than the thousands and thousands of children who have been illegally dragged, smuggled and secreted across the lethal border by bloodthirsty coyotes. Some, likely far more than we even know about, have died on this dangerous journey. Those who survive have been subjected to unspeakable horrors of rape and slavery. Unbelievably, Democrats immediately denounced the agreement between Mr. Trump and Mexican officials. President Trump undermined America's preeminent leadership role in the world by recklessly threatening to impose tariffs on our close friend and neighbor to the south, White House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who loves illegals so much she hires them at slave wages but has a wall to keep them off her property. Threats and temper tantrums are no way to negotiate foreign policy, she said, mad as a Mexican jumping bean on a hot sidewalk. Actually, Mrs. Pelosi, those threats and temper tantrums are better known as smart negotiating skills. It is how this president managed for the first time in 40 years to find a solution to deal with this problem that both Democrats and Republicans in Congress have refused to fix. One thing is for sure about Mr. Trump, he is not afraid to think outside the enchilada. Other Trump haters claim that Mexicans are sneaky and conniving and cannot really be trusted to keep their end of the deal. Well, okay. We will see. That is why the administration has laid out benchmarks to monitor Mexico's success at keeping its promises. But over in Congress, partisanship trumps everything. They really don't give a damn about the children. Like Pedro says, you never sausage a place. Contact Charles Hurd at shurd@washingtontimes.com or on Twitter @CharlesHurd.